Same group of co-authors. I would like to thank all of them again instead of mentioning all the names. This is a different study. As a matter of fact, it's a fun project. We really enjoyed it. The perks for our graduate students, everybody got a free pair of golf shoes, which is pretty good. Some even spend $150 to get their pair of shoes, and I asked them working on those plots. Once again, I would like to thank GCSAA and for also South Carolina's Golf Course Superintendents Association for funding the study. A little bit of literature review. Sherman in 2001 published a paper and studying on painting on buffalo grass, and what they found, buffalo grass canopy and soil temperature increased due to painting, of course due to the more radiation absorptions, a little dark color, and the grass is getting a little warmer and help the grass to warm up. Of course, buffalo grass also is a safe for plants. Steve Long, a former graduate student, did two studies and for 2 years and published also in his thesis included painting slightly increased Bermuda grass canopy in soil temperatures, enhanced screen green up, and two paintings are needed if the winter months beyond 4 months. So this recent study was designed like this. It's really a simple, we're considered as a preliminary study, and really designed very simple. Champion Bermuda grass is considered just a randomized, a complete block design with three treatments, with two paints, and did that in the winter 2005 and 2004. And he collects some data. He used two paints, Titan, Missouri, and also have two applications. So it's a pretty straightforward, short study. And this is how he painted. And those are the pressure guns, they're painting all the plots. This we borrowed from our athletic fields. They've been painting their greens for several years. And they cover pretty good. Actually, you go over a few times, those pressure nozzles cover pretty good. But still, I'm not easily satisfied last time. I do see the straps, and that's probably a little disadvantage to use the high pressure guns. For painting quality, 2004 and 2005, and the treatments, they found Titan Missouri paints were not significantly different, but two applications result high painting quality. Just let me explain a little bit of painting quality, turf quality, painting quality for easy to ranking them. Just use the same scale. One, that means totally bad, brown painting color. 9 was a perfect, people like the color. So that's how we define. Normally 7 above, that considers acceptable. 2005-2006, Titan significantly higher with high painting quality at either 1 or 2 applications than Missouri, and 2 applications per season resulting highest quality. This is ball ruling and not differences, so really conclude at the first place for painting really didn't affect at all for ball ruling for playability. Soil temperatures change a little bit, and the highest temperature with Titan applied 2 applications, 2 paintings, and significantly higher than the 1, and then Missouri 2, and then control. And here's the diagram to show you the effects of paint and on the painting application numbers. And here's the painting brand, different brands effect for screen green up and the control significantly lower compared to either the painting used. And the painting application numbers also affect the green up. And the 2 applications, of course, get a darker color help for green up. With that, we'll further analyze, should we overseed, should we paint? There are some different things we can think about it. Winter overseeding, of course, is disruptive because it really compete with Bermuda grass. Agronomically, you put another grass on another one, and neither of them do very well, and they compete with each other. A lot of time, the overseeded grass provides shade, a competing nutrient water with Bermuda grasses, which is really to start a new season, which is really disruptive for the Bermuda grass. And the competition is always there, so that's the disadvantage for the winter overseeding. A lot of time we do see bad spring transition with greens, tee boxes, fairways. However, you do have a real grass to play, particularly for the fox from northern part and trying to get out of the snow, and they want to see some real green, real grass, so that's probably the biggest advantage for those fox. So winter painting is an alternative. It's an alternative for economic values because it saves a lot of money. Paint costs about like $10 per liter, which is not very expensive. Okay, it reduces labor and materials and improves spring transition. I'm going backwards, but that's pretty much the paint advantages for painting. So the objectives for this study, for the last 2 years, we're trying to investigate the painting quality among three turf paints, compare winter turf quality between painted and overseeded with different maintenance levels, with without primo, with liquid, was granular fertilizers, with a 3 mowing heights at 1/8, which is 3.2 millimeters, and 5/32, which is 4.0 millimeters, and 3/16, which is 4.8 millimeters, before the dormancy for last mowing. Actually, we implement those mowing heights about 3-4 weeks before the full dormancy, before the last mowing, before painting, so we get a green ready for that mowing level for painting. I apologize for the smaller size of fronds, but the grasses we use is TV Go Bermuda grass, so this is considered as a hybrid water dwarf type of Bermuda grass. The green we use is USDA specification with 85-15 sand peat moss mixtures established in 2002 using sprigs. The fertility and the PTR treatments started in the summer of 2005. The treatments including dormant, overseeding, and painted. Those are three major plots. And we use three paints, green longer, titan, and regreen. Only titan will be reused from previous study. We figure titan is much better than Missouri. We use three mowing heights, as mentioned earlier. 100 liquid fertilizer, 100% of granular fertilizer, similar fertilizer I mentioned for Miniverde study, 18-3-18, and the two liquid study, 10-3-5, 5-0-7, as a combination. With or without primo at a 3 ounces rate and applied biweekly and from June 1st to August 31st. All plots receive daily foot traffic. That's what I'm talking about, the golf shoes. And I encourage my, except the rainy day, I encourage my graduate student, or myself as well. Oh, I get a perk too. I got a free pair of golf course shoes. Anyway, we're working on the plots, and the plots are split, completely randomized block design. With three replications. The overseeding happened October 5th, 2005, October 8th, 2006. We use the pouch valleys as overseeding. The overseeding rate is about 8 pounds. And 2 weeks after overseeding, the three mowing heights were implemented to those overseeding grasses. And normally we mow 2 to 3 times a week during the winter time due to the slow growth. The three brands, once again, Titan, Green Longer, and Regreen Turfgrass Colorant. This is all the complete information there. For painting, we painted, the first painting was December 6, 2005, and December 7, 2006, after full dormancy, and repainted in February 3, 2006, and February 7, 2007, use a regular painting ruler. This time, we get rid of those shooting nozzles, we rather use those ruler. And our plot says about 1 meter times 0.85 meter due to tremendous number, totally 500 some plots. Painting brands were diluted 1 to 10 use the paint and water. The plot design. This is a really complicated plot design. I'm trying to show you how we design this. And this is make it a little simpler, simply split the first level split as granular and the liquid fertilizer right in the middle of a plot. And next level was split with without primo, and then further third split, that's with three mowing heights with a dormant painted overseed subplots. This is their practice for painting, and when we have a painting day, we're pretty excited, get everything prepared and use a different brands of painting, and we have to use the electricity to get a pump running, and the people keep it turning to paint the plots. And this is start with, and this is finish some. And about the 2-3 hours, we get all the plots finished, as a matter of fact. The data collection, including turf quality, painting quality, ball speed bi-weekly, soil temperature, surface temperature, spring green up, and the summer performance. So result and discussion. There's an obvious difference between those brands of paints, and we still like a Titan best. That's pretty obvious. Other two somehow just give you a little bluish color. Terrible painting quality, and this is probably, you can see from this slide, this is probably somewhere in the first winter season, and you can see the dominant, this is dominant mini wordy next to it. This is, you can see the cut lines right here. This is used 100% of liquid fertilizer, and this is overseed grass. And from those squares, most similar to the overseed color, those are Titans. Okay, just point out. By February, before we painted, you see, due to the golf shoes working on it, we did them on a few times, not that we're getting rid of clippings, anything, just kind of go over it. And there's not scalping from the plot, you can see. But the golf shoes, we encourage you to go this way and this way. So in that case, each person must go 2 directions per day. And we counted totally each season, 4 of us, probably counting about the 200 times working traffic pass on it. So trying to just assimilate to golf course situation as much as possible. A lot of time on our research greens don't receive enough traffic. But you see, overall, the painting faded off a little bit. But on that corner, you see that little dark color right there, because this is just, the picture was taken just right after rainfall. You see, after rainfall, the color significantly changed as well associated with this painting, which is kind of interesting. By February, and you see the overseeding grass doesn't look as fresh as December, and they all tend to a little purplish, lose the green color. And here is just repainted, you see the color is kind of striking, and overall there, and so the dominant plots. So overseed with 100 liquid fertilizers with nice fresh green, which is similar plots, those painted plots right there. And here the overseed with 100% granular fertilizer didn't look very good, okay? And could be the unevenly distributed fertilizer. We try and work hard to make sure this is evenly distributed. But somehow the mowing probably take out some, and also during the cold season, the fertilizer just didn't perform very well. We see that constantly beyond just this study. Ball rooting distance, spring green up. I lost some slides somehow. I lost quite a bit of slides. I don't know why. Anyhow, this is one picture show you for the in March 25th, you see the green up for this side. All of this side on your right side is all 100% of liquid fertilizers. On this side, you see, even for this side, during the winter time, we didn't fertilize the painted area. We didn't fertilize for the dominant area. You see how obvious those painted plots still stand there. That give you indication really poor green up, a significant difference in green up there. I lost all my chart. Yeah, I didn't do that on purpose.
You didn't collect any data, Ivo?
I did.
We're not going to be able to get them back.
Oh, gee. Well, by the way, read the golf course management this issue, all right, and all the charts there. Okay, here's one day we took some pictures of soil temperature, and we see the differences there. In conclusion, painting dormant greens provide an economical alternative for winter play. Painting brands differ in painting quality and multiple painting during winter months. For example, your winter length is greater than 4 months and multiple painting is needed. Painting dormant turf grass helps spring green up and had no negative effects on ball rooting. Overseeding winter greens with different mowing heights differ in ball rooting, which is obvious, but but had a minimum impact depending on dominant turf as far as ball rooting, even you mowing differently. For future study, like to improve painting quality and more close to natural turf color, including shininess, and sometimes the winter overseeding grasses look a little better, shiny, but those painting colors not as good as those. Improve painting technology. That probably is the key critical. A lot of time you're trying to fool human eyes for those painting area. A lot of time the boundaries not do very well. There are some artificial straps don't do good. So those need to be further investigated. Also, painting residues in soils, turf soil system. I don't think that will be significant, but worth to have scientific data to investigate that aspect. The economic assessments for painting and on a live turf. And that's why I'm sure I like those slides I show you twice. I show you yesterday, I'm trying to show you today. And this lawn during the summertime, this is perennial ryegrass, 30 minutes early and 30 minutes later, simply painting. Thank you.
We'll have to hold.